Now, voters in France will head to the polls on Sunday in the first round of their presidential election. President Emmanuel Macron and the far-right leader Marine Le Pen are widely expected to go into the second round runoff. Let's talk to Sharon Gaffney now, a reporter with France 24, who's in Paris. Sharon, I suppose just even a few weeks ago, this was seen as Emmanuel Macron's election to lose, but Marine Le Pen is really narrowing the gap.
Well, that's it, Brian. And heading into this first round of voting on Sunday, there are 12 contenders in the running, but most of them really have no chance of winning. It's looking like a two-horse race, essentially a rematch of 2017 when we saw Emmanuel Macron facing off against far-right leader Marine Le Pen in the second round of voting. And the president, he's enjoyed a comfortable lead right throughout this campaign. The latest polls, though, they show they're suggesting that he's still the favourite to win, but his the lead is narrowing. It's now down to within the margin of error, polls suggesting he's going to win 26 to 27% of the vote. Hot on his heels, Marine Le Pen, it looks like she might come in with 23% of the vote. So Emmanuel Macron's team this week, they've been sounding the alarm about the possibility of a Le Pen win this week. And that's been dismissed by some critics as an attempt to mobilise support. But she really has received a solid boost in the polls over the last few weeks, particularly. The momentum does seem to be behind her right now.
And to what extent is this explained by, what seems to be quite a significant change of tack by Marine Le Pen? I mean, it's flippant perhaps to describe it as a rebranding, but she's a very different candidate this time round.
No, that's it exactly, Brian. She's even changed the name of her party. It was the National Front 5 years ago. They rebranded it. They're calling it the National Rally. She's really tried to ditch some of the more controversial policies that she had back in 2017, like leaving the euro, her hardline stance on the EU. And she's really worked hard at softening her image as well. And what she's really done in the last couple of weeks, Brian, is gotten out there on the campaign trail. She's been visiting small towns and villages across France, while Macron, he's had a much more hands-off approach to the campaign. He's been prioritising the situation in Ukraine. But Le Pen, she's been focusing on the issues that are of concern to voters right now, things like the rising cost of living, the economy, and she's managed to win over some of the more traditionally right-wing voters, but her party, it's still toxic to many. Like I say, Emmanuel Macron still looking like the favourite to win on Sunday and to go into the second round of the election in 2 weeks' time.
Well, a fascinating contest. We leave it there, but perhaps talk to you again. Sharon Gaffney in Paris, thank you for that.